Now we have here in chapter 32, and I'm dropping down to verse 23 to call attention to a statement in Scripture that is so misunderstood, misinterpreted today. I'm reading it now. "But if ye will not do so, behold, ye've sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." Now, the ordinary way that that is interpreted is, your sin will be found out. That is, if you sin, somebody's going to find out about it. You won't get by with it. That actually is not what it says at all. And I think a great many sinners get by with it today. But they don't really get by with it because your sin will find you out. There has to come that time when chickens come home to roost, and that whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Your sin will find you out. And I don't care who you are, or where you are, how you are, or when you are, your sin will find you out. Chickens will come home to roost. And in the way you sin, that's the way it's going to come home to you sometime. That's the meaning of that particular statement that is ordinarily turned around. Now, we're going to reserve for the book of Joshua the fact of the great teaching of crossing the Jordan River and that which Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh really missed by the fact they didn't cross over into the land.